Welcome to Beyond the Sermon podcast by Light in the Desert Church, where we seek to move Sunday to every day.
Hello, everyone. I am Brian Jerry, lead pastor here at Light in the Desert Church. Thanks so much for joining us here on our first ever podcast and our first episode of Beyond the Sermon. I'm joined by Logan Murphy through Zoom, keeping our distance. Hey, Logan, how you doing, man?
Doing well. How are you, Brian?
And I can't complain. I have been looking forward to this conversation with you. Logan and his wife, Brooke, have been members here at Light in the Desert Church. We decided before we hit record that it's been 2 years, right, that you guys...
Yep, right in that range.
Yeah, man, and I don't tell you this enough, but you and Brooke have been a huge source of encouragement for Lauren and I coming over here and helping us out. So super grateful for you in many, many ways. I feel like Logan and I oftentimes get into conversations about scripture. And so that's why I've been really excited about this moment together with you, because I really appreciate your insights along the way. But so here we are. In these weird COVID days, how are you and Brooke doing during these weird days?
We're holding up all right. My work is essential industry. Nothing really changed for me. Brooke being a teacher, her life got flipped upside down entirely. So that's more what we've been navigating is handling her job. But That's all past now, even. So we're kind of stabilizing at this point and figuring out where to go next.
Yeah. I know, like, that transition of teaching in the classroom and then to online, that's certainly not fun at all. So, well, Logan, we are here to talk about Sunday's sermon. And Beyond the Sermon podcast, if you stumbled upon this or you're intentionally listening, which we're grateful for, our desire is to take what happens on Sunday morning and kind of let it continue to have impact in our lives throughout the week. So as with any sermon, hopefully with any sermon, a lot happens and occurs, whether it's convictions that the Lord gives or whether there's new understanding that happens in a sermon. We want to take that opportunity and to not let it stop on a Sunday, but we want to let that carry throughout the week. Or we might even take some time on Beyond the Sermon podcast to address tough questions that may arise from the text. But our aim really is to kind of further make applications from the clear implications of the text. Now, a sermon should definitely do that, but our desire is to let that continue to push forward into our lives. So Logan, let me ask you. So you have grown up in church. You have attended many of sermons. You've heard probably good, the bad, and the ugly, and a gamut of sermons. But when you think about Sunday morning, how do you understand that preaching moment, that preaching event, if you will? What's different about that than the other elements of Sunday?
That teaching moment I tend to see is kind of the foundational pastoral moment of the eldership leading the church. It's an opportunity for the elders, either directly or through guest pastor or whatever, but to bring faithful expositional preaching to the entire church body together, and just kind of establish good scriptural reading, bring truth to everyone in a clear, straightforward way.
Yeah. Now, you have, like I said, grown up in church and heard, many of sermons, but how have you grown when you think of when you're younger and now married, young adult? Like, how has that changed in terms of just even listening to sermons along the way?
Definitely have had to become more analytical of what I'm hearing, of course, as you talked about hearing the good, the bad, the ugly. It's not always easy to recognize the ugly when it comes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, understanding exposition and wanting to make sure what I'm hearing is that faithful preaching. Fortunately, been rather immersed in that for several years now. Wonderful, faithful preaching. And then it's just, you're talking about wanting to move the sermons more into the week and be able to dive deeper into them. And that just brings so much more depth and richness to hearing a sermon, being able to follow up and listen to it again, read into it more, spend time discussing it with others, really fills out the experience of hearing a sermon.
Yeah. I really feel like that so much really does happen on a Sunday. I mean, if we're faithfully doing what we feel like Scripture has asked of us in our gathering time, well, we anticipate that the Lord is going to do some stuff. But I can remember for so many years, like, walking away from that moment, like, you know, grateful for so many things that occurred, but then by Wednesday, I lose sight of it, you know? And that's, like, such a common thing, because it's this cool moment where the Lord is doing something. And to try to capitalize on that and keep it pushing forward is always the trick, for sure. So, and we hope maybe this can help in the long run. And I think it becomes really wise. We couldn't have started this probably at a better time, being in the book of Proverbs. They're just so highly practical in a lot of ways. But because they're vague enough, there becomes a lot of application. And so we could tease out, I mean, application for days on some of these things. And so this Sunday, we're in Proverbs chapter 2. The context, once again, a father is talking to his son. He's giving instructions. We did notice one of the unique elements about Proverbs 2 was the instructions are particularly given through conditional statements. And we're familiar with those, you know, if this, than that. And we explored together how that can be really helpful to us. If I could have an understanding, if I took a certain action today, and if I could see down the road in a week from now and kind of understand what would be the end result, well, that's extremely helpful. So a father telling his son, well, if you do these things, well, this could occur. But in a succinct way, we try to conclude with Sunday that once we become believers, we do not instantly become wise. I mean, that would be wonderful, but what we learn from chapter 2 of Proverbs is that we have to work at wisdom. One of the things that were so clear, you know, that first, what, four verses were just nothing but action, things that we needed to do in order to gain wisdom. And so we concluded, okay, we don't instantly become wise, and so then our response is we search and we seek for it. And some of the main reasons, because God will give it to us, which is an incredible thing, and it's also worth it. So when we think about Sunday, Logan, and it's so weird right now with COVID. I mean, it's hard to even, it's just such a different experience. We're not together, but we trust the Lord is still doing things, even though it's a different format. You know, when you think about Sunday and kind of listening to that and walking through that time of year, what are some things that stood out to you from Sunday?
And you were talking about how the first four or five verses are all so much about the kind of active process of seeking wisdom, just request for from the father to his son to incline himself towards wisdom. And you see that the structure of it is those first five verses are all one sentence. Like, it's, yeah, you know, lots of commas and semicolons saying, you know, it's all one thing. I cannot say enough in this one sentence of, yeah, please, please want, desire this wisdom. And so that takes, it takes immense heart change. And it talks about, you know, you emphasize in the sermon the idea of inclining your heart, making the natural tilt of your heart towards God's wisdom, which is such a simple but clear image. You think of an incline facing towards something. You set a ball on it, it's going to roll that direction. Nothing's going to stop that from happening every single time.
Yeah.
So if we incline ourselves towards wisdom, we are just naturally going to begin moving that direction every time that we are placed there.
You know, and when I was studying this particular text and how much was emphasized on the seeking and the searching, do you think people are surprised when they think about wisdom to almost acknowledge and say, oh, I guess I have to do something? Do you think people wouldn't consider that part when it comes to wisdom?
Yeah, I'm sure. I at the very least surprised with the extent to which it takes effort.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, five full verses all emphasizing, this is how hard you need to be trying here. this is how much it takes. And it's, we think about our tendency in trying to learn how to do anything. We so often try once at, you know, learning, like, well, I'm going to try to take a stab at woodworking.
Yeah.
And you try once, you pick up a saw, you press it against a piece of wood, and you're like, huh, I don't have a chair. I think we do that with scripture a lot. We go and do it once, don't immediately walk out changed. It's easy to give up there.
Yeah. I mean, one thing, like, you think about a father pleading with their son, just saying like, man, this takes some work. Put your hands to this, work towards this. And what's so fascinating to me is the father's push to the son is so dependent on the fact that he knows the Lord will give it to him. You know, one of the main reasons that he's saying do these things is because my confidence lies in the Lord. He certainly is going to respond. And I find that to be like deeply encouraging, is that if we would put the time and the effort in to seek it out, which, man, Proverbs speaks tremendously even about that process, which we'll get into in weeks to come. But I found that to be really, really encouraging, is he begs the son because he knows, well, the father wants to give it to you. The Lord wants to give it. And it makes you think of the James 1:5 passage. Well, for the first time in my life, I understood that passage more than I ever have. You lack wisdom because you don't ask. And James is diving into this long understanding that, well, the people of God, they have wisdom at their fingertips if they would just, you know, simply seek, search, incline your heart, like you said. When I think of Proverbs or even conditional statements, and I don't know, maybe we could talk about this for a while or not, what do you think? Are there any difficulties or potential misunderstandings of a text like Proverbs 2 that you could think of that maybe we could address for a few moments?
And there's likely some difficulty with understanding what the rewards of wisdom look like and how they manifest themselves. And you see here talking about wisdom once God gives it, being a guardian, a shield to those who walk in integrity, it says there in verse 7. It's easy to hear wording like that and think, well, once I have it, then I'll just be able to apply it to every situation and it's all going to be clear and easy.
Yeah. Like as if I seek one time and then I get it and I'm done. No, there seems to be an ongoing thing. And maybe that, you know, that's the difficulty with a conditional statement is, well, I upheld my bargain, and so now you need to do your part. And one of the tricks of Proverbs is learning, okay, when and where is this truthful? And it doesn't seem like the father is going to say, you do it one time and you're done. You know, you keep pressing into that. Man, that's good stuff. So, well, let's move into, as we have kind of unpacked a little bit, and even from Sunday, what are some applications that you are, you know, just seeing or that you thought of? How did the Lord kind of stir your heart as you were thinking through this text and those, even as Sunday, as it's being unpacked, and maybe as you thought over the last couple of days, what are some applications you're seeing?
And maybe it sounds silly to say, being that it's so obvious here, but seek wisdom. just spend time in it. Spend time in the Word. You know, we have Proverbs here, which is about to turn into a lot of these very clear statements about wisdom and just pursuing that. And in a way where your heart is open to it, not coming at it with skepticism or feeling like you already know what you're going to find, but coming to it open to the living Word.
Yeah. Man, I was really thoughtful in terms of saying a willingness to hear what it is that he might, you know, tell you, because it might be very different than what you think you should do. So you mentioned God's word. What are some other things you've been thinking through? Okay, seek wisdom, which is a clear call and something that I hope that, you know, we're encouraged to do. What are some other things when you think of how to seek wisdom?
I mean, in general, seeking wisdom, of course. I mean, we have the church body for a reason. Mm. We have wonderful brothers and sisters we surround ourselves with for a reason. And there are going to be times as we're in scripture that we're going to miss stuff, and being able to pursue one another in that, seeking the wisdom that is to be found in someone else's understanding, there is definitely a lot to be gained there.
Yeah. And one of the really large themes of Proverbs is the counsel of others. It's such a crucial piece of wisdom, because, you know, just like you said, you know, we miss things, or someone has a little bit more life experience that they can bring to the table to help bear on that text, you know. And so one of the things we're fighting so hard for within the church is to kind of be in each other's lives. And yet here we are on Zoom. It's such a weird time, you know? So what are some things that, you know, you and Brooke have been doing as you, you know, in wisdom in these weird, uncertain days? Have you guys found yourself, like, you know, calling people more, or just, I mean, what are some things that you have sensed in terms of how to just navigate this time of life?
Yeah, we're absolutely trying our best to try to stay in contact with people in ways that are still, you know, reasonable and safe. Yeah. Which in this moment means, you know, going over to someone's house and standing on the other side of their yard and talking to them for a while, or finding, you know, using technology. Technology is a complicated reality we live with at the moment. There are lots of ups and downs to it, but one of the significant upsides of it right now is the fact that we can see each other right now. I guess anyone listening can't.
Right. Maybe that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Faces made for radio right here.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, Brooke's been using an app called Marco Polo. It's just little video messages you send back and forth with people. And lots of wonderful words of encouragement going back and forth through there that I've overheard, and just finding ways to be part of everyday life, even when we can't be part of any day life, I guess.
And when you think about it, wisdom would tell us, as much as you don't want to have to figure out this piece of technology, like, it's worth it. Like, it is absolutely worth it in the end to do that, because we're in a situation in terms of anxiety is incredibly high right now. And even as things are opening up, per se, like, there's still this just uncertainty and unsettledness. What might you say is a good closing word to encourage someone who might just feel that high sense of anxiety? So what are some things maybe you're learning from Proverbs, or as you thought through this the last couple of days, anything to offer up?
Time in scripture and prayer. I've said it a million times here already, but there is wonderful peace and comfort to be found in scripture and in praying over scripture, especially. God has made some incredible covenants with his people. There is assured victory. There is an assured kingdom coming. And there is lots of comfort to be found in that over any sort of global crisis we may experience. There is a much greater eternity coming.
Amen, for sure. I can't thank you enough for taking a little bit of time just to chat about the message. And if you are listening, we hope that you have been encouraged. You can subscribe to this podcast by searching Light in the Desert Church Sermons and Podcasts on iTunes or Spotify. Both of our sermons and podcasts will hit that one site. But that's not necessarily a bad thing, because these podcasts are definitely linked to the sermons. So encourage you to, however you listen to Well, we're only on iTunes and Spotify, so I can't say however you listen. Those are the only two places you'll find this. So if you'll search Light in the Desert Church Sermons and Podcasts, you'll find this. So, brother, I am grateful for you, and thanks for taking a little bit of time, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Grace and peace, church family.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Sermon podcast. Be sure to subscribe by searching Light in the Desert Church Sermons and Podcast on iTunes or Spotify. Check out our website at www.lightinthedesert.church.